This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live, and you may join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're doing Ask a Muslim. Will Coley is with us here from the woods of Tennessee. Now, if you've seen Will, you wouldn't necessarily guess that he is a Muslim because he, you know, wears a camouflage cap and was raised in the woods there in Tennessee. So thank you, Will, for sticking with us here. You're one of the founders, I believe, of Muslims, the number 4, liberty.org. You're also the host of The Call to Freedom, which is a liberty-oriented Muslim show that happens on a weekly basis on Sunday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on LRN.fm. You've done a lot of independent study on Islam. You've been a Muslim for how many years now?
About 10, almost 11 now.
So more than a decade of experience, and you converted to Muslim from, was it Christianity?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was I grew up in like a hardcore apostolic background, but then I left the church for a while and was just
now, apostolic. Is that like evangelical? Pretty
hardcore Pentecostals.
Okay. Yeah. They do the speaking in tongues, right? The Pentecostals.
Yeah. Don't cut the hair. Women only wear dresses. Men always wear pants and long sleeves. Clean shaven. Yeah, the whole nine.
Gotcha.
They were pretty. Yeah.
And you called in tonight because I'd asked you to come on to talk about the Dhimmi. You can pronounce it Dhimmi, was it?
Dhimmi, yeah.
Dhimmi. It's in Wikipedia spelled D-H-I-M-M-I. Someone accused me of being one of them earlier, basically suggesting that I was like a Muslim cuckold or something like that. And the actual definition of Dhimmi is someone who is a protected person, someone who had their rights fully protected in Muslim communities, but who was not a Muslim. So they could have been a Christian or a Jew, maybe later on even a Buddhist or a Hindu, Zoroastrian. And
many of these governments were, and the government and the state were put together. So they had to have ways to deal with people who didn't have similar religions. And their way of dealing with them wasn't to set them on fire and kill them.
Right. There's a great book that Davy Barker wrote. I believe it was, Voluntary Islam is what it was called. I read it, and it was excellent. Yeah. And he talked about how Christians and Jews and Muslims were able to live in peace among one another and even have sort of their own systems for dealing with, issues that might have arisen, like kind of their own legal systems separately.
Yeah. The local political leadership and, like, judicial systems, all of that stuff is not only maintained, but it's protected. And they exist, like if you had an issue where, say, a Zoroastrian and a Muslim would get into an argument with each other, they would find someone from a neutral third party, someone that wasn't Muslim, you know, a judge that wasn't either Muslim nor Zoroastrian, to oversee the arbitration of that dispute to make sure that there was no, favoritism shown.
Seems like a good system.
The best part was none of it was connected to the state, really. The state didn't fund it.
Right.
Judges were not, at least in the Islamic tradition, judges were not supposed to be employees of the state. Law itself wasn't the purview of the state. State didn't create law.
David Friedman has talked about this in his blogs when talking about how courts don't need to be government agencies. They don't need to be government agencies, and they haven't been for most of history. Courts were just respected people in their communities. Now, sure, Muslim people would solve disputes for Muslims in Muslim areas. But that doesn't mean simply because there is a Muslim government and a Muslim person solving problems doesn't mean that Muslim person was working for the Muslim government.
Yeah, exactly. And when they did, you have people like al-Qaddafi who would keep them in line, who were outside the government, were massively respected by the society because of their knowledge and because of their character. And because of that respect, the people would remain divided. You know, some wanting to stay and do what was proper according to the religion, and then others who wanted to go along to get along with the state. So you had, just like we have today, so you had that same kind of a dichotomy in these societies that you even see now today, where, like, we are the group that isn't willing to go along to get along. We're the ones who stand for what's good and what's right. And then we have those people in our society who, you know, vote for Trump and vote for Clinton, who are willing to go along to get
along
with the
oppression. When you say we, you're not referring to Muslims, you're referring to libertarians.
Libertarians, yeah. Gotcha.
Dhimmis, by the way, were excluded from specific duties that were assigned to Muslims and didn't enjoy certain political rights reserved for Muslims, but were otherwise equal under the laws of property, contract, and obligation. Now, of course, we hear a lot about Sharia law. There's a lot of paranoia and fear-mongering that goes on out there about Sharia law. But it even says here, which is kind of what you were just talking about, the Dhimmi communities were subjected usually to their own special laws rather than some of the laws which are applicable to only the Muslim community. For example, the Jewish community in Medina was allowed to have its own halakhic courts. And the Ottoman millet system allowed its various Dhimmi communities to rule themselves under separate legal courts.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So if you want to join...
To me, that's close. That's as close to voluntarism as we've ever seen in human society, is a society that's built around the idea that communities of people should be able to make decisions among themselves, and that people outside those communities shouldn't be forcing their viewpoints on the other groups. So, like, socialists and libertarians could be able to live together in America, and libertarians govern the way they want to in their communities, and socialists do the way they do in their communities.
As long as it's consensual.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, socialism doesn't really define that way. Socialism,
well, maybe communism would be a better term.
Forced redistribution of wealth and
so communism would be
state
more
state ownership of the means of production. So
right, but you can have a commune without having any force involved.
You can
have people
you
live
certainly
together.
Can. It's just not going to work very well.
Well, I mean, there are some communes that are still around, they've made it work. Dhimmi communities were also allowed to engage in certain practices that were usually forbidden for the Muslim community, such as the consumption of alcohol and pork.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. As a matter of fact, there was a king, a caliph, named Omar ibn Abdul Aziz in the 9th century, who wrote to the top legal Islamic scholar of his day, Al-Hasan al-Basri, and he was complaining about that. He was like, I don't understand this. Why did the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Rashidun, which is the first four successors after the Prophet, leave the non-Muslims doing all these things that we see as sinful? And Al-Hasan al-Basri responded, because this is the law, and you won't change it to something that you prefer.
You know, that comes back around to the idea here that people can live, you know, close to one another, but yet have completely different viewpoints on how to enjoy their life. And it completely flies in the face of all those people who say that Sharia law is going to be forced upon everybody. You've told us before, Will, that Sharia law is just a system of rules for people who are Muslims, not for others.
If it's forced, then it's not Sharia, because Sharia has the concept of bay'ah, and bay'ah is a voluntary agreement to live under a specific ruler or community, and you can't give permission. You can't give that on behalf of someone else. You have to give it personally. And if it's enforced on non-Muslims, then it's not Sharia, because according to the basics of fiqh, it doesn't apply to them. It's not their way. You can't tell non-Muslims in Saudi Arabia that they can't drink beer, because they're not Muslim.
But
it's not their response.
Right?
I know they do. I know they criminalize people who do it. They throw people out of the country. They throw people in jail for it. But it's a complete violation of the way things were done when Muhammad was alive.
I think Americans aren't worried about your version of Islam, though. I mean, the people that I hear worried about Islam are worried about Saudi Arabian version of Islam, where they
do. So am I.
Yeah.
So am I. I am worried about that, because unfortunately, since they were put into power by the United Kingdom and given all the money and the weapons and the backing that they were for the following century, they are the dominant voice right now. They are the ones that get heard, where people like myself, you know, the Marrakesh Declaration was signed by every major renowned scholar in the world, and most people haven't even heard of it.
I hadn't.
Exactly.
Hey, Will, thanks for sticking with us, man. I appreciate you coming on here tonight. For those who want to hear more of Will, check out The Call to Freedom. Again, LRN.FM, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Sunday nights. Thanks for the call or the answer to my call tonight.
Have a good night, brother.
Yep. 855, 450 free. Join us.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. I'll be on the ballot for president in all 50 states. If a Democrat is elected president, if a Republican is elected president, in 4 years, we will still be at war. America will be 4 years deeper in debt. We will have four more years of rising taxes, bigger government, crony capitalism instead of free markets, and less freedom. How do we know this? Because that's what both parties keep delivering. If you're an optimist, you know that one day America will have its act together. One day we won't be at war. One day taxes will be fair. One day our social and economic challenges will be conquered. Not by force, but by cooperation and mutual respect. To the independent majority of Americans who feel as I do, I say, why wait one more day?
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Right here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. That's Skype username LRN.FM with you in studio. It's Ian.
And Mark.
Also, the challenge to Bernie Sanders at $250,000 worth of Bitcoin that will go to Bernie Sanders' charity of his choice is still standing, still unanswered. Sanders or anyone who represents him has thus far not responded to Roger Ver's very generous challenge here. All Roger wants Bernie to
do. $250,000.
All he wants him to
charity.
Do. Yeah, all he's got to do is say which charity to donate it to and then show up in the city of his choice. Bernie chooses the city for a debate with a moderator that Bernie will be able to choose.
He can have it right next to this new $600,000 home that he has there in New York on Lake
Is it
Placid.
New York? Okay.
It's Lake Placid separates Vermont and New York. His home faces Vermont, as I understand it.
Okay, I didn't know that. So, so that challenge is out there. So far, no word from Bernie. But it would be, if it happened, a socialism versus voluntarism debate. His opponent would be Adam Kokesh, who is a principled voluntarist. And Roger Ver has offered up this money. It's $250,000 that would go to Bernie's charity of choice. Adam Kokesh would get $50,000 to go to the charity of his choice. And Adam's willing to go wherever he needs to go for this. It's going to be a 3-hour debate in which both men will have equal time if Bernie says yes. And that's all he's got to do. You can learn more about this by going to bernie.freetalklive.com. That's bernie.freetalklive.com. So we go to your phone calls and thoughts. Ricky is on the line in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ricky.
Gentlemen, hello, Ian.
Hey there. What's on your mind, Ricky?
Well, first of all, I want to say important service announcement. Only a very stupid individual, you know, would leave a 10-minute message and expect it to be played on the air. You got to be like a laser beam and focus, you know, Ian? So
you know, that was you who made the 10-minute message, 10 and a half
minutes.
Maybe
he just wanted you to hear it, though.
Well, I didn't listen to the whole thing. I mean, I'm not going to spend that kind
you,
of time.
Mark. All right, but that's not what tonight's about.
Yeah.
Okay? All right, now, I have 2 points. I mean, the first one, I just want to make one quick comment. And I'd like to, if possible, to show you how laser beam works, to sum up the events of Thursday and Friday night. You know, everybody wanted the comments. Now, the fact is, I can sum that up in 7 words. You know, TJ wanted everybody's comments on this. He wanted everybody to hear it. In fact, right now, if it's okay, I'd like to open up the seventh seal, if it's all right.
I haven't the slightest clue what you're talking about, so go ahead and say your 7 words. That way, maybe I'll have some idea what topic it is that you're referring
well,
to
TJ,
from 2 nights
TJ
ago.
TJ speaks about, she says about this and that, is very knowledgeable and all that. But if anyone wants to listen to the archives and give him feedback on Thursday and Friday night show, there's 7 words right in the middle after the break. They are... And you should never break your oath, by the way, people. They are very simple. Now my NSA and he didn't turn that down. It's okay that I only needed 10 more seconds to sum things up about that whole entrapment thing. Because I think it sums everything up right there.
All right, Mark, have you figured out what Ricky is talking about at this point?
I think he's saying that TJ made a Freudian slip and revealed that he is still working for the NSA by saying my NSA. Is that right?
Right. Like it could have been my NSA friend or my NSA buddy.
Yeah, no, he does that all the time. He still says we when he's...
No, I can assure you, TJ doesn't work for the NSA. He's a bum.
Oh, I know he does.
I mean, I've watched him. He doesn't do, you know, no.
Maybe he's deep cover, Mark.
He probably never...
He is walking to Boston right now. I mean, come on.
He's given up.
But that's not what I wanted to talk tonight.
All right, Ricky. Go with what you wanted to talk about. And in fact, I would recommend that you call about what you wanted to talk about from now on rather than what you don't want to talk about.
Yeah, it's one of the things that's really frustrating for us, Ricky.
Well,
I've been doing this for 14.
I mean,
wait a second, Ricky. Something that's really frustrating when you do this job, we've been doing it now for 14, going on 15 years, is somebody calls in, talks about something, and says, well, that's not what I wanted to talk about. Well, then what the heck did you talk about it for?
I did want to talk to that, but I mean, tonight's comment. That's what I'm
saying.
Okay. Well, it appears that I'm now going to be the third member of the Femi Bitch Club. I'll tell you why.
The Femi Bitch?
Femi.
Femi.
We just did 2 darn segments on it.
Oh, Femi.
Well,
okay, gotcha.
I'm the third member now.
The Femi, gotcha.
Well, I'll tell you why, because I mentioned before that I'm a Gnostic. And as a Gnostic... Yes, as a Gnostic, the influence, and not only that, I totally agree with everything that your previous caller said, everything, including the spiritual end of it. And it's kind of like this. As a person, you know, he says about danger, you know, the danger, somebody puts themselves in the danger. Now, myself, I've said I'm a Gnostic. I've said that I'm a Democratic Republican. I said that I'm an anti-federalist. Let's see what else I've said. I said a lot. I said I was a deputy of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. I've also said that if the South would have won, we would have had it made. I've said a lot of things that put me into danger. Now, as far as things go, I have a little quick point to make about the Jewish angle of things. You see, people look at Muslims and they look at Jews. And earlier on, you were talking about with the gentleman about koshering. Mm-hmm. Now, when it comes to the Jewish religion, the practice is, you know, for a rabbi to bless the piggy while he's alive, and then to slit the throat.
No, they don't.
And
it's not a piggy.
Bleed them out.
Not a piggy.
Well, you know what I mean.
Everything. Right. The calf,
the beast,
the cow, the sheep. The chicken,
well,
whatever.
Well, mostly this was important when it came to pork, you know?
No, they didn't eat pork.
They don't eat pork, dude.
Cloven
only
hooves and
kosher,
everything. Yeah.
If it's kosher, it's okay. That was the whole point.
No.
I don't think so.
No.
Oh, yeah.
We'll have to double check
no
that.
No Jew anywhere can eat a pig.
See, this is what happens, Ricky.
Starving to death.
Sometimes you say things that you're kind of like Sarah in this way. You make assertions, but you're completely off base with them.
Forget about it.
Well, thank you for the call tonight, then. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
If you are knowledgeable in the Jewish religion and you can tell me the circumstances under which a Jew can eat pork. And I suspect there are, with every set of rules, there's always some kind of exception. So what are the ways that, what has to happen in order for a Jew to eat pork? Because, you know, no, they don't chew, they have cloven hooves and they don't chew their cud, so not going to go.
Apparently they can't eat crab either.
Yeah, lots of shellfish.
So toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Crabs eat really gross things, that's why.
Okay. So let's go back to the beginning here, Mark. You were really jazzed up about the whole end of the United States idea, and you say it's all going to come crumbling down. The debt is in the multi-trillions, getting close to, what, $20 trillion now?
It's close to $20 trillion.
You got the U.S. military losing $6 trillion over however many years. I don't have that information in front of me.
Yeah, it's over the course of, in the last few years. That's
just the last few.
Well,
okay.
Yeah,
that's,
I mean, let's call it since 9/11.
All right, that's a lot of trillions.
Yeah, it's a lot. And then you've got to figure in, I also figure in the F-35, which I consider to be a terrible
boondoggle.
And you're looking at the military just wasting something like $8 trillion. I mean, it's just gone. And what are you going to do? Well, somebody's got it, that's for sure. But the United States taxpayers are going to pay for
you. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Where do we go from here? Well, you can decide, and we can continue talking about the inevitable failure of the union. It's Free Talk Live on the Live Sunday Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely on advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition. Toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Bitcoin.com is your premier source for everything Bitcoin-related. You can get help buying Bitcoins or choosing a Bitcoin wallet, read the latest news, or even engage with the community on our Bitcoin forum. You can find places to spend your Bitcoin or play online games with the cryptocurrency. It's the source for all your Bitcoin needs and news. That's Bitcoin.com. And it's Ian and Mark here in the studio tonight. Mark, you were all fired up about the tremendous amount of trillions of dollars in debt that the United States government has amassed over many decades.
Plus the sort of unaccountability of the Pentagon with they not being able to account for $6.5 trillion in taxpayer money, not having performed an audit on themselves, as is the law.
The Pentagon or the government?
The Pentagon.
Okay.
For 20 years. The law has been that for 20 years. They don't follow the law. Why should they follow the law?
What are they
going to
do? Put them in jail?
You have to follow the law, not them. The law is written by them for you. And then you say, well, we are them. No, you're not. You are the law abiders. They are the law makers. If they work for the government, they do what they want. If they break the law, there are no consequences.
Mostly not. Nope.
And they spend your money. Actually, it's not your money. That's ridiculous. It's your great-grandchildren's money. They're spending money they will never have because their government will collapse under the weight of this debt in relatively short order. I don't know what period of time, but I can't repeat this often enough, but to say, when George Bush came in, the debt was $5 trillion. When Obama came in, it was $10 trillion. When the next president comes in, whoever that might be, it'll be $20 trillion. And at the end of their term, I would ask you to guess what the number would be. If the pattern follows, it will be $40 trillion.
But what you're frustrated...
This nation can't handle that.
Right. And you can see, as many Americans can see, that the political choices this year, more so than any other, are as dismal and more dismal than they've ever been. I mean, Donald Trump versus Hillary Clinton, this is one of the worst matches in political history.
I don't think that I have to do the right-left pair, the Democrat-Republican choice.
Right, but many people are seeing they're seeing that and they're frustrated by their choices, but at the same time, they still love the idea of the United States. They still love the idea of the American flag and all of the pomp and the circumstance and the belief of ethnocentrism that
sure,
America
we
is
were
exceptional.
Taught all that stuff. That's really great, but it's not going to save you when you've let the politicians spin your grandchildren into insolvency. This nation can't exist any longer. The eagle's been plucked, completely devoid of feathers. The flag's been burned. It's been treated like garbage by the very politicians that you extol. Mm-hmm. Actually, people don't extol them. They extol the
system.
Country.
They extol the system. They still think the system works if only they could put the right people into the system. But, I mean, election after election goes by, and the people that you get to choose from still suck.
No, still.
Arguably, they're getting worse.
Right. they stink worse.
I mean, it's really not that better to choose between Barack Obama versus Mitt Romney or
Hillary Clinton and Donald
Hillary
Trump.
Clinton
Come
and
on,
Donald Trump.
Seriously?
They're both bad news. All four of those people are bad, bad people.
I just don't see it that way. I would see those choices 4 years ago as superior to what they are today.
No, they're not, Mark. You're just looking back in the past as though it was some sort of a better circumstance. This is only more entertaining of an election because of Donald Trump. Otherwise, it would just be Hillary Clinton versus some scummy Republican. And I'm not saying Trump isn't a scummy Republican, but at the very least, he's entertaining to watch. At least he's got experience, being on television. He knows how to be a bombast and get attention for himself. So it's a more entertaining election, but really the choices aren't any worse than they were 4 or 8 years ago.
Well, that's
16 years ago.
That's
or
just you making
12 years ago.
A claim. Can keep on going.
They're all
four.
Bad
yes,
people. It wouldn't matter if you brought if you brought old George W. Bush and who was it? Al Gore. If you brought them back, they're still going to make the government bigger, just like Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. They're going to make the government more intrusive, more oppressive than ever. So I don't buy it that this is that much worse this year. It just seems worse because we're in it. We're in the pot that has been turned up all the way, right? We're in the midst of this, and it is awful. I'm not saying it isn't awful, but people still hold on to the belief that there's some sort of way that they can get good people into politics. And where's the evidence for that? Besides Ron Paul, this sort of outlier, this unusual case, this, atypical black swan event, where's the evidence that you can actually have good people run for high elected office? I'd like to see it.
I don't have a lot of evidence that you can have good people, but you can probably have people that aren't quite as bad and quite bad as bad of a situation.
But what good does that do in a system that encourages no accountability, goes after whistleblowers, it consumes itself from the outside in, destroys people's lives? I mean, this is a system of power over other human beings that attracts bad people. Power attracts the corrupt or the corruptible, but it's more likely to attract the corrupt already.
Right. If they were able to make it through this, whatever it takes to be president, the chances are they would be bad people. I get the
yes.
idea.
Not just president, but House of Representatives.
You're playing into, you continue to play into the notion that it's Republicans or Democrats and that's the only choice you have. You don't have to
I'm not playing
that.
Into that,
yeah,
to
you
that
are.
Notion.
You didn't
no,
mention a single third-party person.
That's because it doesn't matter, Mark. The fact is, people are looking at those two options. They're seeing it as a terrible choice, but they don't see third parties as a solution, and they don't really, they don't really know what to do about it.
That's what I'm trying to say, Ian. If you want the same crap that you have,
yeah.
And I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to the people out there. Look, you and I generally agree on this stuff, Ian. We generally agree the United States government doesn't deserve to survive.
Right.
But I'm telling these people out there, it's not going to. If you keep doing the same crap that you've done over and over again, it's not going to survive.
Even if you elect a libertarian, it ain't going to survive, dude.
But here's the other part.
You think Gary Johnson's going to be able to turn around the ship of state?
I think that
no.
He might buy us a little time. That would give you. That's
do
all.
Do we really need that? I'd rather see it crumble sooner rather than later.
Then vote for Hillary Clinton.
I won't. I'm not going to vote for evil.
Okay.
I'm not
going to
do
not
it.
Going to
I might not vote at all at the national level at this point.
I hear you. I hear your concerns, but I don't think there's anything anybody can do about it individually. America is full of fools.
What you can do
the
is prepare yourself.
People who were listening to me that were all worried about Gabby, what's her name, the gymnast who didn't put her hand over her, they're fools. They're fools. And there's nothing you can do when you're surrounded by fools.
You can do
even
things.
If you get your mind right and you straighten up, there's nothing you can do
you
to
can
get
You can prepare
your...
yourself for the end. If you believe that the U.S. government is going to fail sometime in your lifetime, you can start preparing by, you know, making yourself as independent as possible, having some savings, taking that savings and putting it into something besides the dollar, because there's a good chance that at some point the dollar is going to go into hyperinflation if they, you know, want to try to keep paying off all these debts. If they actually try to pay off any of the debts, they're going to have to go into hyperinflation for that. And further, you know, just to continue to pay for all the existing obligations that the state has, it's going to become more and more difficult over time with Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid and all this. So, you know, all the wars that continue on as well, all these things are going to cost a lot of money. And so inflation's a guarantee with the U.S. government's money system.
Yeah, that's just true.
They're going to keep inflating the currency. So, you know, got to protect yourself from that inflation. And there are ways to do that. Gold and silver are
You don't even have to leave the country
to
really to handle it. But yeah. I would say leaving the country might be a way to handle some of but you don't know when it's going to collapse. I don't know.
Right.
Maybe they'll make it two or three more presidents. I have no clue. But with the, I can't look at this debt and the way that debt has gone over the course of the last 16 years.
How much time does it have left? That's really the
You're
question.
You're just asking me?
No, I'm just asking out in the universe.
Right. Okay, that's a question I'd love people to answer for me. How much time do you think the United States government has left? Using the facts that I've given you, which is, you know, 2000 to 2016, the debt's gone from $5 trillion to $20 trillion. Those numbers, who knows where those numbers are going
to
go?
It wasn't many years ago that the people in Venezuela could go to the grocery store and actually buy food. It didn't take that long in a few years.
For groceries. I mean,
groceries have been bad for at least the last year, if not.
There have been problems.
A little longer than that. But things went bad relatively quickly. In Venezuela. In fact, they just opened up the Brazilian border to allow people to go grocery shopping for 36 hours because, well, they're really hungry over there. It's free talk.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-939-5479. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-939-5479. 1-800-939-5479.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
In
these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Earthquakes, political chicanery, extreme weather, impending financial doom. If you haven't gotten prepared, you're just not paying attention. You need emergency food, and you know it. You'll get the most emergency food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Companies with patriotic names try to sell you five or six soups, some pudding, drink powders, and rice, but have only half of the calories you need to survive. You really want to try and live on that? Ready Supply Foods sells 23 delicious entrees with none of the empty calories. Enjoy stroganoff, pasta alfredo, primavera and marinara, chicken a la king, Hawaiian sweet and sour, and vegetable rotini. Those are just a few of our amazing menu items. You can buy from the other companies and eat like a peasant, or buy from Ready Supply Foods and eat like a king. We sell you twice as much food for the money than most companies, and it's much better food. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free to join us here. Our number 855-450-FREE, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And by the way, you can join us online anytime you want. Just head on over to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. You can actually create the content on the front page of the website. It's a Reddit-based system, and it's totally free to use. In fact, you can do everything on our website for free. There's archives going back for years. We've got YouTube archives as well as audio archives. There's just a load of features there, all completely free. But, of course, it's not free to run the site, and it's not free to do this radio show that we give away for free. So if you want to help support Free Talk Live, then please get behind our satellite fundraiser at fund.lrn.fm. That's F-U-N-D, fund.lrn.fm. We're coming into the last week of the satellite fundraiser. We've got 5 days left. The 19th of this month is last day. You know what? I haven't pulled up the statistics here today, Mark. I can do that. But we're at, I think, below 10% of the ultimate goal, which would have been to add another satellite to our two that we currently have. We've got one over Sub-Saharan Africa, another over North and Central America, broadcasting our show, as well as dozens of other liberty-oriented shows around the clock to a number of international countries. I'm not quite sure how many countries we hit, but it's probably a couple dozen at least, because we've got most of Sub-Saharan Africa in there, and there's a lot of countries in there. And then, of course, Central America, there's a few of them down there as well. Anyway, you can go to fund.lrn.fm. It's a free-to-air channels. It means anybody with a cheap receiver and dish pointed at the right point in the sky can listen for as long as they want, not just to lrn.fm, but they can tune into other channels like RT, Russia Today, and some other ones that foreign language and things like that. So very, very cool. I appreciate everybody who's helped out so far. We don't quite yet have as many backers this year as we did last year. I'm hoping that we can at least eclipse that, if not the amount that we had last year. But then again, this year we also don't have the video pitch because the FBI raided our offices earlier this year and confiscated the computer that had all those video files that I was working on. I was almost done with it.
The FBI ruins our chance to be on free-to-air satellite. There
over Europe. Well, I mean, we're going to keep going. I mean, it doesn't matter if we don't reach the goal on this, because we're going to continue the African and Central and North American satellite channels, regardless of what amount we get. We're going to apply whatever amount that we get out of this, whatever you feel like donating, to those satellite broadcasts. So those satellite broadcasts are not going to stop. All this, all not meeting the goal would mean in this case, Mark, is that we're not going to be on over Europe yet. So until we can meet that goal, we won't expand to Europe. But anyway, you can go to fund.lrn.fm, and there's perks, of course, starting at as low as $10. But if you don't even have $10, you can do $5. That's not a problem either. Lots of perks. Check out all of those at fund.lrn.fm. F-U-N-D, fund.lrn.fm. Scott is listening in Charleston, South Carolina, to WTMA. Hey, Scott.
Oh, good evening. Welcome. I read an article earlier in the week about driving. And I don't know if you guys had a chance to look at it.
And, well, what is it?
Does your state have America's poorest drivers?
Hmm.
It's in the UK Daily Mail. Does your state have America's poorest
drivers? I guess only one state could have the worst, right?
And that means, like, they're bad drivers, not that they're, you know, they don't have a lot of money.
But, right. Yes. And they looked at a few different categories. And one of them was DUIs. And I hope you take a look at that tabulation. I was going to ask you what you know about Vermont. Because in Vermont, it's 50 per thousand. And that number seems like it's 30 times some of the other states. And at the rate of people getting arrested for DUI, 50 per thousand is 5% of your population. It just seems... Are they heavy-handed? Are they iron-fisted over there?
I would guess that they were. You know, when I'm very careful when I go over to Vermont, the police just—they're like bugs on a bumper out there. You know, there's just a bunch of them.
Really?
So, yeah, that's my experience when I go over. But I feel that same way about Mass too. I'm, you know, careful. I would say that it's unlikely that. The cultures between Vermont and New Hampshire are not so different that I would expect that Vermont and New Hampshire would have very different DUIs unless enforcement was different. So I would think that you kind of have the control group going on there and that it must be enforcement.
Yeah, I hope you look at the numbers. It's crazy. You know, 20, 25 years ago when they started getting serious about DUIs, it was like it was shameful to have a DUI.
Yeah,
but you know,
it's normal.
Go by, it's almost a rite of passage to get one in your life at some time in your 20s or 30s. But they keep lowering the threshold and lowering the standard. I remember when it went from 0.10 federally to 0.08 to keep your highway funding.
MAD wants it at 0.06 now.
I'm not surprised, but my point was it's not the 0.8s. And the .9s that are careening across the highway and taking out a family of four. It's just, I just thought it was ridiculous. But that's the nature of the federal government, to keep tightening the screws, lowering the threshold, lowering the standard. But that number just, compared to the other states, it really just threw
me. It's a shocker. Definitely, I mean, looking at the chart you're talking about here, I'm actually kind of surprised they don't break it out into all 50. They go through 25 states, so they did half of them. I mean, they obviously have the numbers for the other 25, so why they didn't publish them, I'm not clear. But actually, it says here the number one state, because they've got different categories here on states with the worst drivers. Percentage of drivers insured, DUI arrests per 1,000 drivers, vehicular-related deaths per 1,000 drivers, Google Trends driving tickets, and I guess searches for driving tickets, and then a total index that I guess somehow calculates all of those together, and they say that Florida is the number one state for worst drivers.
I did see that, just because I'm like,
It's a tourist.
Tourists? What about
and
the old people?
Elderly people.
Right. I mean, look,
can barely see above the steering wheel.
Ian and I are both from Sarasota, Florida, and the people who are listening to WSRQ right now will get a chuckle out of this. But the folks down in Venice, I worked down there at a three-station group. Ian didn't. I'd go down there to do ad sales, and I swear, I'm just watching them in their late model Buicks and late model Lincolns turning left from the right lane, right from the left lane. They should mandate for the city of Venice just bumpers going around these cars. It's ridiculous. No, many of the geriatrics don't belong on the road, but there's no rules to take them off the road, especially in Florida.
Yeah, that's true. Scott, thanks for sharing.
Enjoy the show, gentlemen. Thank
appreciate
you very much.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate that. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Yeah, I wish it showed all 50 states because New Hampshire is not in the top 25. So, meaning the bottom 25. It's the states with the worst drivers. So it gives you
New Hampshire's not mentioned. Yeah.
Right. It gives you the worst states, the worst 25. Here.
I'm more interested in the comparison between drunk driving arrests in Vermont and New Hampshire because...
Yeah, I would have liked to have seen that,
you know,
too.
I can see Vermont from my driveway.
Right.
There's really very little difference between most Vermonters and most New Hampshireites, the Granite Staters. There's some political differences as far as there's a lot of lefties over in Vermont. But
now, you would think that with... because he mentioned here, and he's right, it's 50.86 DUI arrests per 1,000 drivers in Vermont. And the only other one, the only other state that even comes close in this bottom 25 here is Alaska with 28 DUI arrests per 1,000 drivers. The rest of them are usually in the single digits. So a huge variation between Vermont and the other states. But then when you look at the vehicular-related deaths per 1,000 drivers, so how many people actually died in a vehicular
death? Is Vermont even mentioned?
Death. Well, no, it shows you Vermont because it's showing you a chart, so you get to see all the data for Vermont here.
Okay.
Vermont is 0.12. So 0.12 deaths per 1,000 drivers. You compare that to the other states. Delaware's got 0.73, New Jersey 0.62.
Vermont's a lot lower.
Vermont is a lot lower.
They're going to claim that us pulling all these drunk drivers off the road is making our roads safer.
Could be. I guess. I see where you're coming from there. But it would seem that if there are that many drunks on the road in general, that you would have more DUI-related or just deaths happening in general.
I don't know.
Well, anyway, you can share your thoughts with us if you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. In other news, it looks like a George Soros has been hacked. Did you hear about this, Mark?
No. Isn't it the claim that he's somehow behind Black Lives Matter?
What's the claim? I am not sure about that. I have not looked through the files, but there are more than 2,500 files from the raft of organizations run by billionaire George Soros that have been leaked by hackers. It happened this weekend, published by DC Leaks, includes hundreds of internal documents from multiple departments of Soros' groups, predominantly the Open Society Foundations. The files are grouped into sections such as geographical region, the World Bank, and the President's Office, and cover the period from 2008 through 2016. If you want to learn more about that, we'll post a link to RT
Leakers
and their story over on our Facebook and Twitter. Between now and tomorrow night, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy what remains of your weekend. See you tomorrow. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done. Get a great deal and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.